Hello, and welcome to the Finance Hours podcast. My name is Polina, and I'm joined by my co-host Luke.
Hey, what's up, Polina? What's been happening this week?
UK taxpayers faced losses of almost £5 billion from fraudsters who exploited minimal checks around the government's COVID-19 bounce back loan scheme for small companies. Overall, losses on all state-backed COVID-19 loans because of companies being unable to afford to repay plus fraud and error are likely to amount to almost £20 billion, said the annual report by the Business Department. These losses are expected to crystallize as lenders call on the scheme guarantees to compensate them for loans that were not likely to be repaid. The extent of the losses is still lower than initially expected, with an official estimate last year suggesting that the government's loan schemes for companies during the coronavirus crisis could cost taxpayers between £18 and £26 billion. Even so, the large numbers, especially for fraud, raise fresh questions over the design and the implementation of the schemes. They were put in place quickly to channel funds to businesses facing collapse in the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. Loans of up to £50,000 were on offer following minimal checks by banks and borrowers, which sparked concerns about the ease with which fraudsters could access the scheme. More than £46 billion was lent by banks, with loans fully guaranteed by the government. For the first time, officials have used the report to give an estimate of fraud on bounce-back loans. They calculate that between £3.6 billion and £6.3 billion could be lost in fraud and error. The government covered the first year's interest payments for borrowers with bounce-back loans, which on a combined basis cost £832 million last year. Of this, the report estimated that £92.8 million of the payments related to suspected fraudulent loans. The business department said, "The government support schemes have provided a lifeline to millions of businesses across the UK, helping them to survive the pandemic and protecting millions of jobs. We are continuing to crack down on COVID-19 fraud and will not tolerate those that seek to defraud the British taxpayer." Now on to you, Luke. What do you have for us?
So Seed is a UK crowdfunding business is being acquired by US Investment Group. This is controversial because it comes just a few months after it warned that the regulator's decision to block a merger with a UK rival would reduce Britain's ability to produce tech champions. The CMA in March stopped the proposed merger of Seeders and the direct rival, Crowdcube. Now, the basis of this decision is that these are the only two sizable suppliers of equity crowdfunding for startups in the UK. The co-founder at Seeders argued that the merger was the only viable route to create a sustainable business. The US startup investment platform Republic will announce midweek that they will issue a $100 million deal as part of a push into the EU. Now, Seeders were the first regulated equity crowdfunding business globally, and they've processed £1.5 billion to date. The deal is structured in a way to maintain most of their current management, and the merger will aim to exploit new EU regulation, harmonising the rules for crowdfunding across the bloc, unlocking a lot of growth potential. The reform will give access to 27 different countries within a single regulatory regime. And the deal is going ahead, and Seeders have already applied for a license in Ireland to allow EU trading, meaning that they're fully committed to this one, Polina.
You're listening to the Finance Hours podcast, and up next, we have winners and losers of the week.
Our biggest winner this week is Ambarella, who operate under the tag AMBA, and their shares have jumped 22%. Ambarella has been a huge growth stock over the last year, thanks to huge demand for the company's chips that power automotive and security cameras. The stock has grown 120% over the year, which is much beyond the S&P 500 gains. And the new rally is from the Q3 earnings report. Now, that report has posted revenue of $92.2 million. Which is up 64% from the same period last year. With the 9 months up to Halloween, revenue is up 50% from last year. And this marks the company's fourth straight quarter of accelerated sales and earnings growth. They're certainly not stopping here either. As a supplier of Rivian, the American EV maker, there's a major new opportunity moving forward as they begin to expand their production. Now, this is a company that I expect to see growing year on year, building upon its partnerships for the coming years ahead.
In South Africa, a new coronavirus variant is rising, and it's terrifying investors with fears of a prolonged cruise industry recession. Shares of Carnival Corporation, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings sank in quick succession as of Friday, falling 10, 10.2, and 10.3% respectively. On Thursday, South African Minister of Health announced that an investigation of a cluster outbreaks of COVID-19 in parts of the country has found a new variant of the coronavirus. Initially detected in South Africa, reports CNN, the virus has also popped up in neighboring Botswana and in Hong Kong. According to CNN, scientists are saying that the new variant has an unusually high number of mutations. Responding quickly to the news, the United Kingdom banned incoming flights from some of the African countries. South Africa's Center for Epidemic Response and Innovation is urging citizens to avoid superspreading events. Suffice it to say that cramming thousands of tourists at a time aboard a ship at sea could be considered such a super-spreading event, and so it's likely this new variant will have a depressing effect upon any cruise activity involving South Africa. In short, if investors in the cruise industry are feeling nervous today, there is a good reason for that. In recent months, the cruise industry seemed to have finally found its footing, with multiple operators predicting that 2022 would be the year that Carnival and Royal Caribbean turned profitable again, and that Norwegian Cruise would follow suit in 2023.
That's the news. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.